none but the hungry heart. 7:31. All glory to God. Whether therefore ye eat or drink, or whatsoever ye do, do all to the glory of God. 1 Corinthians 10:31. The present and eternal ministry of the Holy Spirit is to glorify the Son. The past, present, and future ministry of the Son is to glorify the Father. Our life and ministry will bring glory to our Father to the extent that we abide in the Son and are controlled by the Spirit. When one's ministry or outreach flows from close communion with the Father, one's influence and moral authority will be recognized. Moreover, such a workman is not carried beyond what he has received from the Lord, so that his ministry finds sanction in hearts without any pressure. The object of all Christian life and ministry, of whatever kind, must surely be to bring glory to God. Any lesser motive is inferior. If this were kept in the forefront of our thinking and praying, it would have two beneficial results. The hectic strain would be taken out of our lives and service, and spontaneous fruitfulness would follow. We can aim to meet the needs of people as a primary objective and fret because so many of our efforts prove abortive. We may secretly pride ourselves on our ability to minister or on our efficient service and reap nothing but frustration. It is only when our whole outlook is made radiant by His glory, because we are hungry to do His will and that only, that our activities will be quickened into new life and others be truly blessed. He, Abraham, was strong in faith, giving glory to God. Romans 4:20.